Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 66.
But I'm just wondering if you heard it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast. My name is David Martinez, and my co-host, my grand... My flowing co-host is the one and only Michael Q. Foster.
Whoa, David! I want to say a special hello to the planet Earth, to all our cosmic listeners, and to all my Foster fanatics out there. How you doing?
Wait, no. We need more information, please.
Oh, that would be my OnlyFans subscribers.
Got it. Foster fanatics. I like it. Is it like the Philly fanatic, but do they wear all green?
Yes. And?
Oh, he just takes a drink. No more information. Well,
no more.
At least you said hello to the Earth. Foster, it's great to have you here, but we are not going to do this alone. We have brought a guest with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Ms. Erica Baker.
Woo! Pew, 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 pew.
Nice. Production value. We got lasers.
Yes.
Hello, Erica.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So glad you're here. You want to fill people in a little bit on what you do? You're a former improviser friend of Foster and I's, and I know a puppeteer and a brilliant science communicator as well, among many other things. We're very glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm one of those weirdos that has like 18 jobs and hobbies that I decide to monetize and just all kinds of stuff. Lately, I've been playing a lot with resin, which is very cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool. What kind of stuff are you making with resin?
So I'm making resin jewelry and like coasters and trays and wall hangings and just all kinds of stuff. It's really fun.
Nice. And you're like selling it, I assume, right?
Yes, I am. Awesome. Desert Pear. I'm going to do a little plug, I guess.
Yeah. No, we'll at the end of the show, too, we'll bring that back around just so we leave people with a chance to find out where they can get your lovely work.
Yeah. And Eric, I'd be happy to lay down like a VO track for you as well.
Oh, amazing.
Always be hustling. That's Foster's motto.
I think I could be the voice of Desert Pear. I'm just thrusting myself in here. But
it's like this ultra feminine line of like very brightly colored objects with like 24 karat gold. And then Foster's just like, and this is Desert Pear.
Desert Pear. Because you deserve it.
Samantha.
That's pretty good.
She sells to only people named Samantha.
Samantha et al.
Samantha et al.
Who is Samantha?
Every woman is Samantha.
Everyone deserving of Desert Pear. Okay, folks, we are here for another audio mystery challenge. Foster and Erica are my guessy boy and girl, respectively. You guys are going to be trying to solve today's mystery that I put together for you. Erica, you've listened to a previous episode, if I'm not mistaken, so you have a general idea of how the game works. But in case you need a refresher, or for our listeners out there who are new to the podcast, I am this week's Obscurian, which means I put together a series of clips from an unusual audio source across the interwebs. Today I have 6 different clips for you guys to listen to. You get to hear each one twice, no more than twice. You can look nothing up during the course of the show, but you can take notes if you want to. It is up to you if you want to do that. After the 6th clip, I will ask you guys if you are ready to guess what you think this mystery is. So you have to guess 2 things. What you think it is that they're talking about, and what this comes from, if you think it's a podcast or a video or a news story, etc. If you are unsure at that point, I will give you the option for an additional hint clip, a 7th clip. If you don't take the hint, you can win, potentially, 3 points if you guess both correctly. That's right. And Foster, what are those points redeemable for?
They will give you like a cool decal that you can put on the back window of your car. It's like a non-political thing, so nobody will like honk at you. It's just really sweet.
Will it be like just like general words of encouragement?
Yeah,
for
like
people?
You've got this, America.
Aw, okay. Well, now we can't take number 7.
Yeah, that's some serious incentive for the hint, actually.
I mean, I have to have it. You got this, America.
Side note, if you want to donate some money to the podcast so we can afford decals. Unrelated. If you do take that hint clip, though, you can only win a possible 2 points. Ooh. If you get both correct, or if you only get one, the source or the subject correct, you only get 1 point. And then we'll listen to the final eighth clip, the reveal, to find out what it is we're listening to today. All right, I think I've said enough. We'll have a fun little segment about halfway through when we take a break. I'll let you know how that goes when we get there. But let's hear from our guessy boy and girl. How are you guys feeling today about the mystery? How was your day today? What kind of mood are you in? Erica, we'll start with you.
All right. I had a very productive day. I'm feeling great. I really want a shirt that says guessy boy and girl on it. Like, can we have matching shirts? This is a merch opportunity.
No joke. No joke.
Yeah, that's yes. Yes.
I want one now because I can say I actually was a guessy girl.
In some nondescript amount of time from now, listeners will be able to see this video posted somewhere, and we will have CG'd on Erica the shirt that we are then selling at that point.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
Foster, how about you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think my chances are good, considering I've done this podcast tens of times.
That's true. That's true. One might argue 65 times.
Some could put that forth. I don't know if it has built up my skills, but I like to think it has.
I was thinking that this morning. I was thinking about how there are some parts of guessing now that I feel like I have an advantage on because I've done this so many times. Maybe it's because I know you and the type of things you pick, but also just the way that the mystery works and what to listen for. So Erica and Foster, you guys get to choose if you want to work together or be diabolical enemies. Totally up to you.
Ooh.
Right. Well, so let's get into it.
Yeah, and David, can I just say if there's a clip with multiple bleeps, I will kill you. Okay. Not in a bleep moon, my friend. Not in a bleep moon.
You probably should have told him that before now.
Well, I didn't know what mood I'd be in. Sometimes I am in a bleep mood. It's rare, but it happens.
I'm going to pause while I quickly re-edit some things.
20 minutes later.
All right, here we go. I'm going to share my screen along with the sound. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump right into this week's mystery. We're going to start off the top with clip number one.
In other words, polecat speakers have, so to speak, become skunk speakers.
What was that? Were those words?
Those were words a human spoke.
Did you catch any of that?
Yeah.
In other words... .. Nonsense.
did he say speakers or sneakers, Erica? What did you catch?
I think I heard some gibberish and with my brain shut off.
I think I heard speaker. So, the polecat speakers are now skunk speakers, or can be considered skunk.
I did
speakers?
Hear skunk. Yeah. Yes, I definitely heard that.
It had an older sound. This envisioned . Maybe even black and white, like a black and white commercial type thing is kind of what
I old school radio
kind
of voice. Definitely. I want to replay that one. I want to hear that one again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, try to hear words this time.
Yeah.
In other words, polecat speakers have, so to speak, become skunk speakers.
Oh, I got it that time. In other words, polecat speakers have, so to speak, become skunk speakers.
So
I will tell you that is accurate. That is perfectly accurate.
Excellent. So are they just throwing, are they just incredibly insulting this brand, Polecat Speakers? And they're like saying that they're now like stinky speakers
they're a complete
now?
Copycat.
Or, you know, maybe they're talking about like public speakers. Polecat speakers have now become skunk speakers.
Okay, you two would actually know about this coming from zoo education.
All those motivational polecat speakers out there.
Today, I'm going to talk about polecats. All right, listen up, sit close. You in the back. Come on, come closer. Don't be shy. Here we go. You got to get something out of it. And this microphone, it don't work. So you got to get closer. All right.
The skunk speakers are just like, guys, we're not that bad. I swear. Give us a chance.
We only I mean, it's only when we're threatened.
Yeah. So just be nice to us and we won't stink all over you.
Yeah.
I gotta ask you guys, do either of you know, I assume both of you know what a skunk is. Do either of you know what a polecat is? Have you heard that term before, I guess, is maybe the better question.
I recognize that term, but it's buried in my brain files. I don't know exactly what it belongs to.
Is it like a, I don't know if you can answer this. Is it a large land cat?
I cannot answer that. I mean, I can't answer that, but I won't answer.
Oh, okay.
That.
You won't.
I think vaguely, I could be way off here, but I feel like it has something to do with politics or like something like that. I feel like I've heard people referred to as being a polecat before.
I like to think of a polecat now as just like someone who hangs out near ballot boxes, just sort of like batting them around. I'm a polecat.
Yeah, then you cut to Nevada, and that's actually what's going on.
Yeah, no one can get into the ballot boxes to count them because the cats are just batting them over.
You know what? I think we could conservatively spend another 20 minutes talking about this one thing, but we do have other clips we have to get to.
We do indeed. That's a good point. Good segue. Thank you, Foster. We will move along to clip
segway
number
King.
Two. No, me. I am.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
That's it. Short clip two.
You gave us so much to go off of. Could it be about someone named Mary?
Could it be?
Perhaps it's Bloody Mary. She's in a dark bathroom looking in the mirror. But
Oh no, you have to say the full, you have to say Bloody
Mary,
right?
You have to say Bloody Mary,
yeah. Yeah, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, I have your children, right?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe it's
original. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's, maybe.
Erica, can you in a few sentences tell us what the story of Bloody Mary is, like what that is? Because I'm aware that it is a thing, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, I can tell you that Bloody Mary was one of the daughters of King Henry VIII. And she was called Bloody Mary because she, it was right around the time whenever that church, the Catholic Church, I believe, was being kind of going head to head with King Henry VIII. And he decided that he was the head of the church and forced himself onto it. And his daughter Mary really disagreed with that. So when she came into power, she just started like killing everyone. Literally anyone who didn't like share her religious beliefs, she murdered like thousands of people. So that's why she's called Bloody Mary.
So what is the I have your children part? Do you know?
I don't know. I just know that when I was little, that's what we would dare each other to say into the mirror.
See, that's interesting. We would go Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, celery stalk. And that's what we would do.
And none of you slept at night.
No.
Dreaming of celery stalks coming to get you.
We were drunk.
Yeah.
On V8 and vodka.
Except the truth is it was just V8.
That's right.
Foster
that's right.
Was just like getting his vitamins.
Yeah.
For the day.
It was like, it was the kid play acting like, I'm so drunk. It was how our parents got us to eat celery and get our vegetables.
Oh, boy. So based on these clips, though, I'm now pretty convinced it's an old movie of some sort.
Just
throwing that out there. That's my where I'm at. I'm also taking notes on a napkin. Point. Just want you to see that.
For the listeners, Erica held up the napkin to the camera.
Yes.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
So is this like Marsha, Marsha, Marsha? You know, in Brady Bunch, but like an older version of that?
I don't know. I feel like in the first clip, the guy was talking like to camera or to straight to the audience. In this one, I didn't quite get that feeling.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, the Mary, Mary, Mary definitely seems like it's being addressed specifically to this.
Yeah, Mary. And they're disappointed in Mary or mm-hmm. slightly frustrated with Mary was what I got.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
You put the bowls up too high and now you can't reach them.
It's like a mother who's very disappointed in her child. Like, oh God, Mary, Mary, Mary. She's at it again. She sucks.
That runner doesn't go with that tablecloth.
Mary, you'll never sell all that protein powder.
Is she, like, selling Herbalife?
Yeah, basically. In my mind, the 1950s equivalent of Herbalife.
You know how mothers are always on their kids about not selling enough protein powder?
She's a failed door-to-door salesman.
Well...
But is she the polecat or is she the
skunk? Yeah.
Ooh.
That's the thing. Yeah. Where does everybody land on the polecat skunk spectrum? That's the question. I don't know. I need more clips. Give me them clips.
Ooh. I don't think I want to.
Yeah. No. You feel free to edit that out.
You can nom 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 them and I'll just like slurp them.
Ooh. Yeah. Like the child, like Baby Yoda eating those eggs. Ooh, spoiler alert. Sorry,
yeah.
Haven't seen that yet.
I haven't.
It's barely a spoiler.
I haven't started my new free trial with a different email yet.
If eating eggs is a spoiler, it sounds a little boring.
Oh, he eats eggs? Great.
What's the point of watching now?
Now I'm going to have to look and see if it was an omelet, or are they poached, or scrambled.
Pastor, you don't need to do another free trial. I think they're a sponsor. Aren't they a sponsor of this podcast?
They are a sponsor. That's right.
So they should give you your account for free. Let's jump into clip number three. We're getting to the halfway point here. Here comes clip number three.
And I'm going to talk about this word. Spell G-R-E-A-S-Y.
G-R-E-S-Y?
Grease? It's greasy. It's the word.
Wait, where's the word? What? Was there an A in there?
G-R-E... I don't know. I thought it was G-R-E-A-S-Y.
Oh, maybe
there
was.
Heard it wrong.
I want to
talk
about
thought it was the word greasy.
Someone raised their hands.
Wow.
Someone raises their hands. Please don't. Just don't.
I mean, my question is, what did Mary do that they have to talk about being greasy?
I don't know. It almost sounds like some kind of old school training film. If right now I had to put a label on it, that's what I would say.
But how would Mary, Mary, Mary fit in?
I think maybe they do like a reenactment and Mary messed something up with like the fryer or she's, I don't know. She was displaying skunk behavior.
So do you think they spelled it out? Because it's like one of those situations where you say, we're going to take the dog on a W-A-L-K. So they don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they don't want the polecats and the skunks to hear it.
Hey, I can spell. I know you're talking about me. Greasy Gary. Hey, come on. I've been taking night classes.
Night classes in what, Greasy Gary?
Climate.
Ooh, wow, good for you.
Yeah.
So topical.
Does Greasy Gary, like, walk across the street, and when cars swerve around him, he's just like, I'm walking in.
Yeah, but he floats more than walks, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, because of the grease.
Yeah, he just glides on a layer of grease on the ground.
He's got really, like, high viscosity grease.
That's right. It's a terrible superpower. The worst, some would say.
And I'm going to talk about this word. Spell G-R-E-A-S-Y.
Yeah. It is greasy.
Okay. So my thought is if he's spelling it out, it could potentially be like an acronym. Like, you know, like good retailers excel always selling yogurt. You know, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Seems like a stretch, but
I agree.
We'll put it in the hat just in case.
We'll put it.
You want to succeed in selling protein, protein, protein? Let me tell you, yogurt is the secret.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
She sold her way through mixed berries.
So, it is weird that he also says, like, he prefaces it with, I'm going to talk about this word instead of just saying, like, I'm going to talk about greasy.
Yeah.
Or greasy things or whatever. So that is weird. And I do agree. It does kind of lend itself towards some sort of a, like an instructional thing.
Yeah. This is
what on earth would it be about?
Yeah. I'm flummoxed a bit, but, maybe we'll, glean some information with, what's happening.
How was the bell ring? Did you hear that? Did that come through?
Oh,
no, I heard it, but only a little.
Oh, wait, let me try it. Maybe it cut off in the Zoom. Is that better?
What was the question that prefaced the ding?
I don't remember anymore. It was so long ago.
What did you say?
Oh, what is the instruction? Someone said, what is the instruction?
Oh, great.
So, Erica, so in case you or our listeners don't know, we do a bell ding when someone asks a question that is a very, very pertinent question to ask.
Oh, okay. I'm writing it down.
Yeah. Any final thoughts about clip three then, or about the first half of our mystery?
Nope. I'm already thinking about my guesses for the next segment.
So, yeah. So we said instructional, like that kind of variations on that a few times, but the bell didn't ding until I specifically said, what is the instruction? Is that because it has to be in the form of a question?
Yes. Well, so far, we haven't really set the rules firmly of the bell ding, but that's where we're going with it, is when someone asks the question that's like, yes, you should be asking that question, then the bell will ding.
I wonder if this is an instructional video?
I already dang it.
Oh,
I
okay.
Dang the bell. I dang the dang bell.
Okay, so let's...
Don't steal my ding thunder.
What is a polecat?
Ding thief.
So we don't... So then I... Well, you know what? No, I'll shut up for a bit.
Okay.
Four.
Well, before
Two.
We get to four, we are at the half... We are at the halfway point of our mystery,
Sigma.
Which means it is time for our segment... What is happening? It is time for our segment called Hot or Cold... where you guys get a chance to guess and find out if you're on the right track. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hot or Cold segment is brought to you by this theme song. Erica, please give us your rendition of the theme song of Hot or Cold.
Hot and cold, is it hot or cold? Is it steaming hot or are you freezing?
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's so good. Ladies and gentlemen, hot or cold, which means each of our guessy boy and girl get a chance to give me a single word that is on your mind that you think might be relevant to this week's mystery. And I will tell you if you're hot, cold, cool, warm, etc. Erica, would you like to go first or would you like to defer to Foster to go first?
I'll go first. So right. I just say one word.
One word. You can also do like a single phrase if it's like two words that go together, typically.
Okay. Public speaking? Is that cheating?
I'm going to say just lukewarm.
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 Okay.
Fasta?
Food service?
Absolute zero.
Well, that's information. So... we're not talking about deep frying fries, so that's good to know.
We are not. We are not. Where did that come from? Just out
Greasy.
Of curiosity. Oh, okay. Right.
That's what happens when you steal my ding thunder.
Quit stealing ding thunder, Foster. I like it. Cool. Well, let's jump out of hot or cold. Erica, if you'll take us home with just a short revamp of that theme song one more time.
Hot and cold. Oh, hot and cold. What hot and cold? Is it cold or is it freezing? Or is it hot?
Oh, I jumped the gun. Sorry. I forgot. I should wait till the thing gets to the end of the track before I move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. We're ready for the back half of our clips now. 4, 5, and 6. Let's move right along. It's time for clip number 4. Here we go.
Miss Witness, can you hear this one? Huh?
I hear it, but I don't say it.
I know you don't say it, because after all, you coming from Green Bay couldn't. But I'm just wondering if you heard it.
Witness? So like a courtroom? Yeah? Maybe like something in a courtroom or something.
Yeah, that's kind of where my mind went. And what is this word that she is reluctant to utter?
Yeah, she does not want to say it. I hear it, but I don't want to say it, right?
I want to talk about this word here, G-R-E-S-E-A-S-Y. And then this word next to it, ma'am, I'd like you to say this, F-Y.
No, because then there would have been a bleep in there and you would have been mad.
Yes, true.
That's true. If it's a bleep for an expletive, that makes me happy. But.
Does it? I feel like just a bleep in general would put you on edge just because you're trained to hate that sound.
And if there's more than one, remember my threat.
He said he would kill me. Yeah. He said you would kill me. You know, this podcast goes out to tens of people who are witness to that statement. just so you know. So if I go missing, everyone,
we
Obscurians,
got him. We got him on record.
Yeah. Take him in, boys, he says to no one in the room. Cool. Shall we? You want to hear that one again? Or other thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to throw this out to see what Foster thought when we played again, but it sounds pretty much the same as the first clip. Like, the voice sounds like maybe it could be the same person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I don't know.
Or maybe they just all sound like this, so I think they're all the same.
Miss Witness, can you hear this one? Huh?
I hear it, but I don't say it.
I know you don't say it, because after all, you coming from Green Bay couldn't, but I'm just wondering if you heard it.
Coming from Green Bay, right? After all, you coming from Green Bay?
Yeah.
That is correct.
What can't people from Green Bay say? No ding? No ding. Okay.
What can't they say? They can't say...
Several words. There's a list. And if they say them, it makes me giggle. I just know that because I have friends from the north. But I don't think that's what we're talking about here.
Once you cross the city limits of Green Bay, the word greasy leaves your vocabulary. You just try to...
All I can think of is people wearing cheese hats right now. And I know that that's not helpful. It's like
that's where I went too.
It's not helpful.
I can't.
Maybe it's greasy. Greasy cheesy.
I'm sorry. I can't say non-dairy. I refuse to say non-dairy.
Putting aside the Green Bay reference, any other parts of that clip stand out to you? Or that
listening
got?
To something, which takes me back to speakers, Erica. This is what my brain's doing. I wish I had guessed in the hot or cold, maybe retail or electronics or something. Because it could be like this, because they did like these really long-winded commercials for stuff where they had like these whole backstories. They were like 20 minutes long when they did commercials. Like, here, come look at this oven. Look how much easier this convection oven will make your daily life. What do you think about
the deli life? Oh, daily life.
Deli.
Also deli life.
Cheese, dairy, deli. I think we're figuring it out.
I think it's about Green Bay delis.
Yeah.
We've solved
it. So I just keep thinking, like, why would somebody need to spell the word greasy in a courtroom?
Yeah.
Like, what, sir? Because I don't, maybe I'm completely off, but I keep thinking it's in a courtroom now because it sounds like, you know, like the prosecution is going up, you know, how they do that. And they're like, do you see this on this board? Tell me how that makes you feel. And it's just the word greasy.
It's just the word greasy on a big whiteboard.
Oh, David, dude, what have you concocted?
Well, we have two clips left for you guys to try and find out. Let's jump into the next one. We are ready for clip 5.
Miss McCann, what do you call it?
We call it tonic.
They call it tonic. Now, that was something that my mother used to give me in the springtime.
Well, they were having a good time.
Yeah, there was a lot of frivolity there that I don't know if you would get that necessarily in the classroom.
Instead of a gin and tonic, it's a greasy and tonic. G&T.
My mother used to rub those on me in the springtime.
Oh,
Mary,
gosh.
Mary, Mary.
Miss McCann, what do you call it?
We call it tonic.
They call it tonic. Now, that was something that my mother used to give me in the springtime.
Why is that funny? I don't understand.
We call it tonic.
Is it like an old school SNL or something? Like some weird sketch show?
I don't think so. I think this is earnest. I don't know. It seems too lighthearted for the courtroom, but maybe not. I almost wonder, that's... is this like a taste test or a product comparison with something else that came to mind? Like they're doing like, I don't know, some kind of double blind study. But I'm guessing that the pool cat speakers and the skunk speakers aren't actual like stereo speakers.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that would be. weird.
So far, the only thing we got the little bell dingy on was, what is the instruction?
Yeah.
So how do these all tie into instruction somehow?
How did these tie into instruction somehow?
I mean, it's basically a bell for the same thing again.
Would a focus group be in line with this? Could a focus group, could me saying focus group get a ding, maybe?
Stop fishing.
No ding, but I got two, Foster.
Yeah.
This is the new game, the new Audio Obscura. Forget the mystery. It's just all about how many dings can you get.
Yeah.
We have a final clip, just one clip left before I'll ask you folks if you want to make a guess.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, I appreciate the minimal bleeps, but this is a tougher mystery for me.
This is tough. And there were zero bleeps.
So far.
Oh.
Let's see if that holds true with our final regular season clip, if you will. Let's jump into clip six.
Miss Gwaltney, will you say this for me?
It's greasy.
It's greasy.
Why? But why?
What is happening? Yep.
You got a bell for confusion. Wow. Will you say this word for me? Will you say it?
Okay, I think that the woman who's like, "Oh, we don't say that," must be talking about greasy.
Yeah.
This is all centered around greasy.
I think so. Yeah, I would think so, yeah. But why?
Man, I should have done court case.
But it's court. Instruction. So what is he instructing them to say greasy for? That's so weird. Oh, did I get a bell again?
That was a bell.
Your bell so sucks. Why?
You're just jealous.
I'm part jealous and partly it's difficult to hear.
Yeah, I think a Zoom probably tries to take it out. So hopefully it's coming through in my recording.
You've got the bell filter. Wait, what did you get dinged on? Who got dinged?
I did.
Do you remember what it was for?
Sort of. I said, like, why is he instructing them to say the word greasy? Yeah, in what situation would you have
See,
to say
that's
that?
That's why I'm wondering if it's like a focus group thing where they are trying to get feedback about like a product or something. And they're like, this is our new thing. It's called Greasy Clean. And they're like trying to get consumer feedback to see.
Now tell us how it feels in the mouth to say the brand name. Will you say the word greasy for me?
Greasy.
How did that feel?
Oh, you're from Green Bay.
What if it's like you were saying, like a traveling salesman? It does remind me of from Music Man.
Yeah. No, so, yeah. Monorail.
But we're not getting any dings on that, so I feel like we're...
I think, you know what? The ding is new. We probably shouldn't rely on it too much.
Oh, okay, fair.
It's been some episodes and not...
Do we get another hot and cold before we get the seven?
No, just the one hot and cold segment. You do get another listen of this clip, and I will say, let's play it again and listen really carefully.
Yeah, there was one part I couldn't understand.
Miss Gwaltney, will you say this for me?
It's greasy.
It's greasy.
Ooh, it's pronunciation.
It's greasy. Now, was he...
Instead of greasy?
Was he confirming that it's greasy, or is his point that this person here, these people from Green Bay, pronounce it greasy with a z?
It does kind of seem like a pronunciation thing. He also said her name at the beginning. So maybe it's a teacher instead.
Could it be a teacher? Question mark?
Oh,
he's not.
Nothing.
He's not here.
Nothing.
He's frozen.
I'm trying to, because I think you know what? This should be a rule for the bell dinging, is that maybe at clip six, once we get to the, well, whatever the final clip is, digging is no longer allowed.
Oh.
Just because, you know, I don't want to ding your way to your guess for you if you're getting closer.
Well, do it this time, and then we could change the rule for next time.
No.
Listeners!
No way.
Do you agree? Rise up with me! AudioObscuraPodcast@gmail.com.
You know we switched this, right? Like, you have to do this the next week. So, whatever rules you set, you have to follow when we do this again.
Listeners, join me! Tell me what you think makes sense. Okay. You know what? I don't know. I need the hint clip. I will take the 2 points.
Me too. I need it.
Greasy. Greasy?
Both our guessy boy and girl are asking for the hint clip. So listeners, if you are choosing to not take the hint clip, Obscurians, now is your chance to lock in your guess. Say it out loud. Write it down. Bake a pie and then ice it with the guess.
Yes.
On the pie.
Write it down and put it inside the pie.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
And then share
please
it
do that.
With us on Instagram, please.
Yeah. The first listener to do that and share us a picture of them doing it will get a free Guessy Boy or Guessy Girl t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to do it. I want the t-shirt.
You'll get it as soon as we make it. folks, so that's your opportunity to lock down your answer if you do not with a hint clip, but Foster and Erica both do, so we are going to move right along to clip number 7 and hear our hint clip. Here we go.
Please notice the amount of the R that we hear here.
It is pronunciation.
Yeah, so is this just an instructional video about pronunciation, about the English language?
But why wouldn't they want to say that word? I feel like that's the thing that makes it a little different. Like, why don't they want to say greasy?
I think that was that felt like an older woman who was just like, oh, we don't say that in polite conversation.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
We don't say
greasy. And speakers, we want to take you from, you know, I guess you go, you if you go, if you're lax with your speech, you go from a polecat to a skunk.
Yes. And so I think that we're right in thinking that polecat means like eloquent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a class. Now, we've only heard female students. So this is a very the rain in Spain kind of situation.
I love that. What a good like categorization, like a nice sort of like, this is your classic Rain in Spain situation.
Which is, God, editing person.
My Fair Lady slash
Pygmalion. You know what I mean? A My Fair Lady situation.
Well done. Good save.
I didn't notice anything.
Ding.
Please notice the amount of the R that we hear here.
It's a lot of R. Prepare your mouth.
Have you seen so much R?
For R.
Nice. So let's get summaries or any kind of, are you guys ready for a guess? I just need a succinct guess what you think the topic is and what you think the format, like the source of this audio is. Erica, would you like to go first or would you like to defer?
Yeah, I can go. I think it is an instructional video of some sort that has to do with pronunciation and maybe even public speaking. But it does seem to only be being taught to women. So maybe it's like how to speak properly for moms or something like that. That's all I got. I don't know. My courtroom theory is gone now because of the focus on the how to pronounce greasy. So that's all I got. I'm going with it. Ding.
And for format, did you say, I think you said instructional video specifically?
I think so.
Okay. So you're going with video.
Yes.
All right. Foster.
I'm going to echo that guess. I think this is a old school, chance to be black and white, 1950 style instructional video, in the vein of more dates for K. And
call back to episode, what is that?
And I think, yeah, and it just seems to be about focusing on pronunciation, becoming better speakers. Pause. Erica, you guessed public speaking during the hot and cold. Do you remember that? And we got lukewarm.
We did. That's right. Because I think maybe it's lukewarm, though, because it's about speaking, but not specifically public speaking.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's just, yeah.
Okay. Back to it. So yeah, it's just all about pronouncing words better. And for bonus points,
like the word pronouncing, for example,
I was thinking that too. You're pronouncing that wrong.
I feel hurt.
Did you not realize you did it?
Or I don't. I did not realize I did it. I would prefer this not make it into the edit, but I understand.
It'll just be for us.
I understand if it does. Let me try again. This is all about word pronouncing. Okay. And for bonus points, specifically for Milwaukee moms.
It does seem right. That way.
So.
Foster's putting himself back in the running for the decal. Because since you guys took the hint clip, you can only get a maximum of 2 points, but he's wanting that bonus point. Erica's scheming now. What does she do? No. Here we go. I like those guesses. They are great guesses. So let's lock those in. And without further ado, we'll move right along to our reveal. Ladies and gentlemen, Obscurians, if you took the hint clip, now's your chance. Lock it in. Here we go. Clip number 8, the reveal.
What we have shown then, and what these good people have been so kind as to help us demonstrate, is this. Standard speakers of American English and standard speakers of English anywhere are going to have a different selection of the inventory, the possible vowel sounds, which will appear in the same word.
Yeah! Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew. Yes, I think Bravo. We got this. All right.
Very good, very good. Yes, indeed, you guys got it on the dot. This is a 1958 demonstration of American dialects and accents. This is a black and white program, I guess, that probably aired on television. This is from YouTube, is where I got it from, but I don't know where it originated from. And it is exactly that. It is a man sort of lecturing, if you will, on how words are pronounced in different regions of the United States. He's got a panel. There is one, it's like 5 people, 4 women, 1 man. I don't know that there's anything to look into there necessarily, but he just had a smattering of people from around the country. He had a Virginian, the man was from Brooklyn, someone from the Boston area, Green Bay, and then I think Dallas, Texas was the last one. And it's pretty interesting. It's really neat. I don't know how much any of the sort of knowledge or patterns that he identified have carried through to modern linguistic study. But some of the stuff that he covers in the video are really cool, really interesting. So the original clip that you heard of Mary, Mary, Mary is actually 3 separate words. It's the word Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, the word Mary, M-A-R-R-Y, and the name Mary, M-A-R-Y. And he had each of the panelists say those words and basically illustrated a pattern that if you're east of the Allegheny Mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, you say those words differently. You actually say them in a different way, and they actually sound different. And if you're west of the Appalachian Mountains, they tend to sound exactly the same when you say them out loud, even though we spell them differently. So that was an example. And he went through a whole bunch of those. He has got like 12 different things up on a board of how words are said differently in different places. Really quite fascinating.
Okay.
That was tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys got it. I'm really impressed. Very, very impressed.
It was all Erica, of course. You're incredible. We can't deny it. What was the tonic thing?
Truth. Yes, so he also briefly covered, so on the board he had words that are often pronounced differently in different regions. He had like greasy, for example. Some parts of the country say greasy with an S sound, some parts say greasy with a Z sound. I think that tends to have died out a lot since 1958. That's one of those things that I said, I'm not sure how much that holds true today. He had words like father, park, and part. Which, of course, if you're from like the Boston area, you might say father, pot, and pock. He had an interesting distinction of the word C-A-N. And if you say, yes, I can, or I want it in a can, I don't know about you guys. I say those the exact same. Yes, I can. I want it in a can. But apparently there are some parts of the country that have a slight differentiation, like yes, I can. Yes, I can. I want it in a can. So there's a little bit more of a slight diphthong, I think, on the... if you're referring to a can, physical can that you want something in.
I've heard people say can as Ken sometimes too, like, yes, I can.
Yes, he addressed the word A-N-Y, any, and then M-A-N-Y, many, and penny, as something that a lot of people in the southern part of the United States will say any, many, penny instead of any, many, and penny, more of an A sound. And so I think that's a similar thing.
So,
where it's the kind of that EN.
At the
A-N.
Very end of this video, is he like, well, pretty crazy, right? It just fade to black.
A little bit. He's really pleased with himself. You know, he's basically highlighting these really interesting differences, patterns across the U.S. And then I think it's an ongoing program. So he puts in a plug for join us next week. They're going to focus on like grammar, how these differences in dialects impact grammar. But I didn't actually answer your question, Foster. I'm sorry. He does briefly cover how specific words are different in many places. So he's talking about the kind of classic example of soda pop or Coke or cola or pop or soda. And in some places, they actually just call it tonic, or at least did call it tonic in 1958.
Yeah.
And so he's referring to
fun fact about me. I used to always say pop until I went to college. And since then, I've said soda because I think someone said pop and they got made fun of. And so I switched because I didn't want to get made fun of. Yeah. I was also called on the way I say pen. Like you write with a pen?
Because
I used to say pin.
I used to say both. Like almost like there's an L in there. And yeah. Then I moved and everyone in Kansas City was like, what are you saying? And I was like, what? What do you mean? And they're like, it's both. And like,
you
I
idiot.
Still
yeah. I was there.
Erica, are you not from the Kansas City area originally?
I'm not even, I'm from like Cameron, so it's like only an hour away. Everyone there has a slightly more country sound, but I didn't even know I was saying it wrong for the longest time. That's how I talked.
In another example, so the polecat situation was about polecat being a word for the same animal, skunk, but he said that there are some people who call them polecats. And so he said, "You might be a polecat speaker, meaning you might be a person who uses the word."
I was wondering, slightly wondering about that. I meant to bring up. It doesn't matter now, but I thought I was like, okay, polecats. I feel like they're ferrets or akin to ferrets, and I was right, kind of.
Yes, indeed.
I'm talking to two zoo educators.
Polecat.
Polecat.
It looks like a ferret.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah.
Nice. What a journey.
Well done, guessy boy, guessy girl. Bravo. 2 points easily to both of you. You guys Woo-hoo! Nailed it. Sorry you had to use the hint, but that's the way it goes.
Cook-a-key, cook-a-key. I'm a polecat. Meow.
There's no reason for any of this.
No. I'm
no,
sorry,
not at all,
David.
But I love
I'm
it.
Totally
it's all staying
I'm totally
in.
Derailing this, and I feel bad now.
It's all staying in. No, it's great. It's good.
Is it?
Do you guys have any final questions about the clues that you heard?
It seemed like, at least in one of the clips, maybe two, that they were reluctant to say things how they said it because they knew they were going to be made examples of.
It's funny, yeah. So if you go and watch the video, it's like 30 minutes long, the whole thing, and there is some kind of a bit of shyness from people to sort of have their dialects be put on display. Presumably they were told about what to expect before they went into this, I hope. Because they're there and they're basically being asked to say things the way they normally would, which I imagine also throws you for a loop. If you're overthinking it, you may not be able to actually say it the way you typically do. But it is fun to watch them kind of try and be confidently say the word that they normally would say.
That makes a lot more sense than somebody just being so grossed out by the word greasy that they can't say it.
Was that the word that she was reluctant to say?
No, she was talking about the difference between the words can. He was having some of the speakers who do distinguish between the two words say it out loud, and then he went to, I believe, the woman from Green Bay, from Wisconsin, because he said upper North Midwest typically can't hear the distinction between the two words because it's such a small distinction. So he was saying, do you hear that? And she says, I hear it, but I don't say it that way.
Oh, okay.
You did a really good job picking some really tricky clips from that.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. I really enjoyed watching it. It was a lot of fun. And you guys did a great job.
Well, thanks.
Great job as the guessy boy and girl. Thank you guys so much for playing along with me today, and thank you to Erica for joining us on this week's episode. Erica, give a big old shout-out to Desert Pear. Where can people find that work and soon-to-be Foster's voiceover work?
Yes. Yeah, you can follow Desert Pear Art on Instagram. And on Facebook, Desert Pear as well. And yeah, I make artisan jewelry using pressed flowers and resin. And I also do some basic home decor stuff. It's super fun.
Nice. And that's also on Desert Pear as well.
Yes. All cool. Desert Pear.
Cool. Desert Pear.
Love it.
Feed your soul with nature.
There you go. That's my new tagline.
Feed your soul with nature. I love it. Foster, anything you want to plug today?
Very quickly. You know what? I've been meaning to plug this for a while. I'm a gamer. Hello. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry, we're running out of time. there were a couple games I played recently that I thought were a lot of fun and could potentially be fun over Zoom with people, like if you wanted to play a game, like on a date, if you're dating people like I am. So one is called Her Story, and it's a very cool kind of mystery, and it's kind of more of an interactive experience, but I think if you played it over Zoom, you shared your screen, shared your audio, you could have a lot of fun with that. The other one I played... It's a shorter game, but also very fun, called Unheard is another one. I got both of those on Steam. You might be able to get them somewhere else, but check those out. I like being able to shout out like indie game developers who are doing cool stuff. So
I'm a big fan of indie games, so I'm going to have to look up Unheard. I have seen Her Story, though, and
yes.
It's really Likewise. Nice.
It's very fun.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you very much, Foster. Again, thank you to Erica. Check her out at Desert Pear Art. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Audio Obscura. Check us out on social media at Audio Obscura Pod. You can send us an email if you have a suggestion for an audio mystery you want featured. AudioObscuraPodcast@gmail.com. Until then, we'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Audio Obscura, Obscura, audio. Who dat fart? #WhoDatFart #fart #WhoDatFart